Aunt Rosie on the house. Not only are we a call and question and answer Saturday morning home improvement radio broadcast, it's been on the air for 28 years, but we are a contractor referral network as well, rosieonthehouse.com. You can go to and type in your zip code, the category of service you need, and hit search, and the three closest contractors to your area across the state of Arizona will show up, and you can...
Statewide, powerful, locally focused.
Absolutely. And we are always looking to fill in little gaps and voids here. We might need, for example, an electrician in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
Might need a heating contractor in Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
You can go online and start the application process there. And we have made our a very aggressive growth spurt with some technology that's helped our screening process and tracking and with the new geolocation on our website. Now, when I say aggressive, we've added 9 members since January.
With 600 on the waiting list.
Yeah, we grow about one a month. I mean, we grow very slowly. We spend a lot of time screening. We're very proud of the fact that you can go on there and find contractors that have been on there 20 years. We build long-term relationships with these guys. And the newest one to that list is Sun Valley Solar, located out in the Southeast Valley. I should know. I've been there enough to know if they're in Mesa or Gilbert or Chandler.
They're right on that border there.
Where all three kind of come together. Servicing the Maricopa Pinal County for solar needs. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com in the solar category. We've got three that serve Arizona, and they're great, great contractors. If you're looking to go solar, and they work with SRP's new rate, so a lot of people that have thought, well, I'm an SRP and solar doesn't apply, you should check and see what they're doing. They've got some pretty impressive stats to show for it.
They do.
And when you're talking about bringing in in-laws, what better way than just to slap on the panels on top of the in-laws' casita while you're building it?
All right. Well, before we get back to topic, we've had Bob, who's been
basically
on topic. Okay. And we have an open line if y'all want to jump in, 1-888-767-4348. That's why we show up every Saturday morning, is to answer your questions. Bob, good morning. Calling from Whitman.
Hey, Rosie.
Hey, man.
So I have a house with a casita on it. We built it 13 years ago, exactly for what you're talking about. My mother-in-law disabled, and there's a lot of pros and cons to it.
Do you want to talk through some of those, or is that
sure.
Would that get into some
sure.
family issues if it went out on air?
No, she knows how I feel about her. shoot away. I mean, and I have a follow-up question about the tiny house thing. Is that a good alternative, being the cost? But my real question was, how much value do you think a task casita adds to the house by square foot or, you know?
Okay.
If you have questions about the pros or cons, I'll be glad to answer.
Are both building site-built homes, or is either one of them a manufacturer or modular type?
No, it was a site-built home.
Okay.
Relative in the business, we took basically a track hall and modified it, took it to an architect, and added a casita to had it built.
Very nice. Well, I'm going to give you a cheater's way to find out what it's worth, okay? And I'm going to tell you it is not completely accurate, but if you want to cheat your way into figuring out, this is how you do it. Go to Zillow.com. Type in your address. You will then be given the opportunity to look at homes in your neighborhood that have recently sold. You'll be able to divide the sales price by the square foot price, and you'll be able to establish, okay, site-built homes in my neighborhood are selling for $180 a square foot. Multiply that times the size of the casita, and at that point, you will have a very, very rough figure of what it's worth. And I want to encourage people, because I've just put 47 realtors off the road into the ditches.
Because you mentioned Zillow.
Because they're
pricing.
No, don't sit up there. No. It is a very rough estimate of what you can expect.
I do like it, though, because you can at least see the home and how many rooms and, you know, your BML listing without having to pay or whatever it's
MLS.
Called. MLS listing, yeah.
Yeah, and actually, I've kind of done that. You know, I kind of always keep track. The hard thing about Zillow is, so it, for instance, the casita, it has its own kitchen. So when you list it, it shows two kitchens.
Okay.
Same with it's got its own garage, bathroom, shower. You know, it's pretty much an apartment.
Yeah.
The only thing it doesn't have is a full bath. We could only squeeze in a stand-up shower in it.
Okay.
How many
square feet is it?
It's about a little bit over nine.
Wow.
950 maybe.
Okay. All right. It's a good-sized casino.
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was going to be a long-term situation with the mother-in-law.
Okay.
She lost her leg, it's been 13 years, so it's we expect another 13.
Okay.
About what avenue is it on?
So I'm out there by you, Romy. I'm 198th Avenue. I'm right behind the Volvo Proving Grounds on the east side.
Oh, okay. Well, hang on, if you can, Bob. We'd like to continue the conversation with you, but we've got a break for bottom of the hour breaks and news. We'll continue the pros and cons of having that facility built on your property.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.